Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
March 16th, 2023, and on today's episode I want y'all to come and celebrate with me, as this has been the greatest week in sports that I have ever had in my entire lifetime. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Of course, man, you rocking with the best film producer, Jason Slack. It's a blessing to be here. As always, man, each and every week, it's like I never left. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for this moment. You know what I'm saying? All the following days leading up to this. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. For all my day one listeners, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Got some more entertainment for you this week. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Some more important announcements. But more importantly, man, this is a celebration. You know what I mean? If you're new here on the podcast, I'm not going to hold it against you for waiting so long. You picked a great episode to get started on, man. You know what I'm saying? A great episode today. You get to celebrate with me in sports. You know what I'm saying? You get to celebrate. But like, more important than that, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button. And what that does is it takes the Slack is Talk podcast with you wherever you go. I'm on all your favorite podcast platforms. I mean, all of them. iHeartRadio, Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Slack is Talk is everywhere, man. Once you hit that follow button, new episodes, new content will be delivered straight to your device. You don't have to do nothing else. You can binge listen to it. You know, you can listen to a whole entire series if you want to. I got different series. You can listen to it while you're working out. You can listen to it on your way to work. You can listen to it while you're at work. It's available 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So hit that follow button and take us with you. Let's kick things off. Let's get it started. Let's start with some announcements. I'm proud to announce that here on the Vision Live Network, we're going to be adding yet another banger, man. Another banging podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? Something that you can look forward to each and every week. Something that you can listen to. And I want to give a special shout out to Angelique Everett, the host of the Chit Chat podcast. Just great to have you, Angelique. You know what I'm saying? We've been fans for years. We've been watching you. If you don't know about Angelique, y'all need to find out. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about an author. She's been doing her thing on YouTube for years. A crazy, crazy good following. This epic shows. You know what I'm saying? A lot of knowledge. A lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of interviews. You know what I'm saying? You get to meet different people. You're talking about somebody that has a book out. Somebody that tours the world. And just been doing her thing for years, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say, you know, welcome to the Vision Live Network. I keep you posted. We haven't decided a schedule for the Chit Chat podcast. Most likely, it looks like it's going to be Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? And that's a perfect time. You know what I'm saying? It's the weekend. Everybody's off from work. You know what I'm saying? People are at home relaxing. You know what I mean? Why not listen to a good podcast, you know what I mean? So look out for that, man. In the meantime, you know, we're gonna start that podcast real soon, but in the meantime, go ahead and follow Angelique Everett, man, on Facebook. I believe she's on Twitter. Definitely YouTube, man. If you're not familiar, get familiar, man. You're missing out, man. I'm telling you. Jump on the show. I want you to catch it. You know what I mean? Subscribe from day one. And you'll get to meet new people. You know what I'm saying? If you're into writing books, you know, she knows some of everybody. So, you know what I mean? A lot to offer. A lot to offer. If you're into that kind of thing, you will be entertained. It is the place to be. So look out for that, man. The Chit Chat Podcast. Getting ready to be live here on the Vision Live Network, starring Angelique Everett. Can't wait. Oh, man, if you missed out, if you had to work the last two weekends and you couldn't attend, you know, the basketball games here in Columbia, no problem. We got you, man. Head on over to Dream Elite YouTube page. Man, we got all the games, all the new games posted. You know, the 13th championship. We got all the major highlights. We got live interviews, you know what I'm saying? Just putting you up on game, man. You know, if you missed the game the last 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Go to the YouTube page, you know what I'm saying? It's Dream Elite SC. You know, follow us on Twitter. You know, we're on Facebook. We're all over the globe. And, you know, go check out all the highlights, man. You know, check it out now, man. I got a bunch of players that's in today last year. They'll be attending college. You know what I'm saying? So we're being recruited right now. As I stated earlier, you know, in earlier shows and prior, you know, prior podcasts and you heard me speak, it's my goal. It's my goal to have each and every one of our players go ahead to the next level and play college basketball, man. You know what I'm saying? If not college basketball, it can be track. But that's my goal. You know what I'm saying? I love that idea even more than I love the championships. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's as many coaches that could claim that. You know what I'm saying? So if I could be the first one, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. That's my goal. So attend these games, man. Go to the Vision for Kids. Go to visionforkids.com. Check out the games live. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. You know what I mean? You might want to check it out, man, because they hustling over here. You know what I'm saying? They're hustling. You know what I mean? It's scouts out there, so they playing hard. You're missing out, man. Some good games. Check it out, man. Dream Elite SC on YouTube. Now it's time for our social media portion of the show, man. Y'all know how we get down. You know how it is. On Mondays, man, I hit you with the Slackest Talk question of the week. Now this question, you can look at it from two different ways, man. You know, you can look at this as a question for the ladies, or you can look at it as a question, you know, just from Denzel fans, period. You know what I'm saying? I say it could be a question for the ladies because, you know, a lot of them like Denzel for more than just his movies, you know what I mean? And from the movie standpoint, man, the guy's just one of the greatest actors there ever was, you know what I'm saying? If not the greatest, you know what I mean? You know, that's not, you know, either he's like one or two in a lot of people's opinion, you know what I'm saying? So this week, you know what I mean? I did something for the ladies. I did something for the Denzel Washington fans. And this week, the Slackest Talk question of the week was, what is your favorite Denzel Washington movie? And the nominees were He Got Game, Hurricane, Training Day, or Out of Time. Excuse me, Out of Time. Now, it's another classic question, man. All these movies are classics. Like, let me tell you something about, you know, Denzel Washington, man, that I respect about him as an actor. There's actors out there that just like pretty much would take on any role as long as the money is right. As long as the money is right, as long as the situation right, they'll pretty much do the movie. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, there's some exceptions, you know what I mean? If the movie has certain things in it that goes against values, it's like, it'll create a lot of controversy, then it's an opportunity, it's a chance that it may get turned down. But for the most part, most actors, if the money is right, they take the role. Denzel Washington is not like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you notice, that's why you only see him, like, on occasion. You know what I mean? You don't see him in new movies, like, often. It's, like, kind of almost rare. And that's because he's doing, like, true stories. You know what I'm saying? Like things that resonate with people. Things that were big in our culture. You know what I'm saying? Things that got to do with history and things of that nature. So, you know, I always, like, respected him for that. And, man, pretty much, man, all his movies were good. You know what I'm saying? All of them were good. He got Game, basketball movie. You know what I'm saying? Ray Allen made his debut. Hurricane, true story. After Hurricane Reuben Carter. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you didn't know, he was a boxer. Back in the day, he could have been heavyweight champion of the world, but he was falsely accused of committing a crime that he didn't do and had to spend numerous years in jail. And if you're familiar with the show, Slackers Talk podcast, yeah, I actually did Black History Month on Hurricane, you know what I'm saying? Hurricane Reuben Carter. You know what I mean? That was big, you know? A lot of people, when they think about a boxer that got robbed of his years, you think about Muhammad Ali. But Hurricane, I think Hurricane happened before him. And he also could have been world champ. And I think, well, it's not that I think, he lost almost his entire career. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali got a chance to come back. But Hurricane, that was it after that. You know what I'm saying? He never recovered from that. Out of Time, you know, that was another classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, action-packed, start to finish. Basically, like, Denzel was trying to... He was being framed, you know what I'm saying, by his mistress. And, you know, it was just a fight to the end to try to get out of trouble. You know what I mean? Action-packed. A lot of stuff in that. A lot of stuff going on. And then you got Traitor Day, you know what I'm saying, which he won an award for. Now, to me, you know, even though, like, this is a classic question. This is a good question. Now, for me, if you know me, this one is simple. Like, this one was one of the easier ones. You know how I come here all the time and I say, man, this is one of the hardest ones I ever did. This one was an easy one for me. And it's not to take away from none of the other movies, but this movie is one of my favorite movies, man. Of all time, pretty much, man. I never get tired of it. I could just, like, I could watch the whole thing. I could fast forward it to the end and see certain parts. It's whatever. I'll never get tired of it. And for me, the winner is none other than Training Day. And in Training Day, there was a lot of controversy. Not just the movie, but a lot of people was mad because this was the movie that he won the award for. And they feel like, you know, you got Malcolm X, you got Hurricane, you got all those other great movies that he didn't win an award for, but he won one in this. And I explained to people, like, you know what I compare this to? It's like in all of Denzel Washington's movies, he plays the good guy. You know what I'm saying? He's always the good guy. It's always, like, a positive outcome. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But you ever, as a fan, right, you ever see a person play a good guy so much that you start to wonder what he would be like if he was actually a bad guy? And that was the situation here. Like, when I compare this movie to, I compare it to, if you're a wrestling fan, I compare it to Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was a hero. You know, he came out, he told all the kids to say their prayers, eat their vitamins. He'd always be the champion. He was always beating the bad guys. He'd always start off losing the match and then end up winning at the end. You know, he'll always come out victorious, always play the hero. And then in 1996, he turned bad. He joined the NWO. And people, they couldn't believe it. They were shocked. Because all his life, all his career, he was always the hero. He was always the good guy. So when he played the bad guy, it was successful because it was something that you never imagined. You know what I'm saying? And that's the case with Training Day. Like, you always seen Denzel as a good guy that you couldn't imagine him as a bad guy. And that was like one of the first times. Now, there were movies where he did some bad things, but they were true stories. Like say for instance, like Malcolm X, right? People know how Malcolm X started out before he converted his life over. So it's like, if you know Malcolm X, which everybody should, it's a shame if somebody don't know Malcolm X, but if you know who Malcolm X is, then you kind of know what happened before you see the movie. Now, there are certain things about the movie that you may not have known, but in general, like, you kind of already know the actual story before you go see the movie, if that makes sense. So it's like, being that it's a true story, it kind of takes away from it because you already have an idea of what's going to happen. But Training Day was, it's not based on a live, you know what I'm saying, something that happened in real life. It was actually like written. It was actually created. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference, right? And he played the bad guy. And I mean, he nailed it. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. I could just like sit there and rewind that back and forth, man, and just listen to it. It's crazy, man. Like, the man just thought he was invincible, man. He thought he had superpowers, man. Like, he was in another world. He was in another zone. And that's just like, that's priceless, man. That's priceless. You can't tell me that movie wasn't real well written. You can't tell me he didn't do a good job acting on that. It's just that he played the bad guy, man. And that was the first time people like actually seen him like that. You know what I'm saying? Compared to all his other movies. And that's what did it, man. Like, so for me, the answer was simple, man. It was never a question for me, man. I'm Training Day all day long, man. Training Day. But, you know, to my surprise, man, on social media, most of y'all voted Out of Time. I like that movie, too. I'll watch that. You know what I'm saying? It's classic to me. Good acting. It's star-studded. It got some people in there and stuff like that. Like, the directing was good. So, you know, y'all selected Out of Time on that one. I selected Training Day. Earlier today, I did my classic films, my Slackers Talk classic films, early afternoon like I always do. And this one, man, I took it back a little bit. I gave y'all a comedy, you know what I'm saying? I gave y'all, you know, in my opinion, probably like the greatest comedian of all time, Richard Pryor, you know what I'm saying, which is one of my Slackers Talk questions. Like earlier on, you know, a couple of months ago. And the classic movie, this is like the movie that really, you know, I was young when, you know what I mean, when I first got turned on to him. But this was the movie that really like put me on to him. And the movie that I'm talking about is See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And if you ain't see this movie, man, this movie is hilarious, man. This movie is crazy. It's one of those movies that's like, man, like, you can tell the writing got to be good because it's like, how is this going to work? Basically, if you ain't see it, I'll give you a little bit of it. Basically, like, there's a blind man, which is Richard Pryor, and then you have a man in Gene Wilder that can't hear, and they both hanging together. So you got a man that can't see, and you got a man that can't hear, and they both hanging together. Both of them are by themselves, going around the world, like basically like going around the world and it's getting into all kind of craziness, man. It's off the chain. Like you gotta see that movie, man. It's hilarious, man. Like, shout out to Gene Wilder too. Underrated. A funny comedian back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Real funny. You know what I'm saying? I think him and Richard Pryor did a couple of joints together too. But if you ain't see that movie, gotta go see it, man. See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Starring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, man. Check it out. It's the Slackers Talk Classic Film of the Week. Now, let's get into it, man. Let's let the celebration start. Now, before I even tell you what this is about, you know what I'm saying? You know it's got to be big. You know it's got to be major to me, man. One of the things that I always tell y'all is, I try not to, like, talk about sports on this show. And believe me, man, I'm the biggest sports fan in the world. But the reason why I try not to talk too much about sports is because we have a sports podcast here on our network called the Sports Core Podcast. And I like to save all my sports content for that show. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have so much here to talk about on the Slackers Talk, like without sports, that I try to focus on that here on the Slackers Talk, and I try to save the sports for our Sports Core Podcast, you know what I'm saying? That come on Tuesday mornings, if that makes sense, right? And for the most part, you know what I'm saying, I've been holding to that, you know what I'm saying? I've been keeping up to that. I've been holding up to that standard. You know, if I do something sports, I make sure it's like on the business side of it, like Black History Month, which is more of like what that athlete did for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, or some kind of like important message behind it. You know what I'm saying? If it's about a game or a situation, it's some kind of good message around it. You know what I'm saying? And I focus on the message. But today is a good day. Today is different. You know what I'm saying? Today, I have to cheat a little bit. And I have to talk about sports today. And there's two things that happened, you know, this past week. Well, this week, rather. And, you know, one of them happened yesterday. And they're both big. But to me, you know what I'm saying, even though I love them both, one is bigger than the other. And I'm first going to start off with the smaller situation. Congratulations to my Duke Blue Devils for winning the ACC championship for the 22nd time, which is the most in the ACC conference. I mean, it was a tough road, man. We was the fifth seed. I mean, we went through Miami. We went through Virginia. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough road all the way out, like back to back. You know what I'm saying? We did that, man. Shout out to John Shire. You know, we went through a lot of adversity at the beginning of the year. As y'all know, you know, we have mostly all freshmen. And it's difficult in the college game, you know what I'm saying? In high school and college, like age matters more than anything. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between a 17-year-old and somebody that could be 22 or 23. You know what I'm saying? There's a physical difference and there's a mental difference. You know what I'm saying? That's a big difference. In the NBA, everybody's a professional. You know what I'm saying? It's fair game. But in college, age and experience makes a big difference. You know what I'm saying? You could be young and more talented, but experience and being more developed is going to win 9 times out of 10 in the college game. And, you know, we was able to overcome that. You know what I'm saying? We won the ACC championship. And now, you know, We moving on to the bigger things. You know what I'm saying? We start the big tournament tonight. We on as we speak against Oral Roberts. And, you know, I'm here live with you. I'm not sure what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? But taking care of business as usual. And I'm sure we doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep up with the updates. I haven't yet. But, you know, I'm just not worried about Oral Roberts. We playing good basketball right now. I trust the situation. And in addition to us winning the ACC title, North Carolina, the Tar Heels, which is arch rivals. If you're a Duke fan, you can't stand North Carolina. That's just how it works. They didn't even make the tournament, man. You know what I'm saying? They turned down the NIT. You know what I mean? So that's a beautiful thing. We got bragging rights. We go into another year. You know what I'm saying? As far as them, we go into next year. We got the number one. Well, we got the number two recruiting class coming in. We'll be much older. We'll be much wiser. You know what I'm saying? They set to lose some people. So things are looking up all the way around the table. You know what I'm saying? As far as that go. Shout out to the Duke Blue Devils. The 2023 ACC champions. And we're about to get this big tournament championship as well, man. March Madness, man. Be on the lookout. Duke Blue Devils, baby. Now, y'all know I love Duke. Y'all know I love Duke. I've been a Duke fan all my life. I know you're wondering, like, what's bigger than that? You know what I mean? What could be bigger than this? What news can you possibly have that's bigger than Duke winning the ACC title and North Carolina being out? Like, what can you have bigger than that? And I got to tell you, man, you know what I'm saying? Full honesty, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know, I keep it 100. Something happened yesterday that I never, ever had in my entire life. I'm going to repeat. Something happened yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Something happened yesterday that I've never had in my entire life. One of my teams accomplished something that I never had in my entire life. And I'm saying to you, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I'm saying to the whole entire world, me being a New York Jet fan for over 40 years, I have finally have a good quarterback on the team. Finally. Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, announced yesterday that he plans to be on the New York Jets next season. Aaron Rodgers, man. Now, you know me. I'm loyal, man. I'm one of the realest, loyalest people in the world. You know, when I like my team and I'm a fan of you, it don't even have to be about sports, man. But when I like something, I like something. You know what I'm saying? I'm with that team. I'm with that person. I'm with that organization. I'm all in. And it's about, and to me, it's about that team and forget everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm coaching Dream Elite. It's all about Dream Elite. I don't care about nobody else. I don't care who's on the other team. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? But admittingly, right, sometimes you have certain players that you like on other teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay, like, to like certain players. Like, certain players are just undeniable. Like, as far as football, I'm not a 49er fan, but Jerry Rice, that was just my man. My man is great story, man. I think he was drafted in the 5th round. Nobody was really checking for him. You know what I'm saying? In football, the 40-yard dash is a big deal. Like, they like when you run a 4-3 or 4-4. Jerry Rice ran a 4-5, man, 4-6. You know, people was laughing at him. People didn't think he was about to nothing. The greatest receiver of all time today, man. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Rice, you just got to give it to him. You couldn't double cover that cat. Didn't matter if it was Deion or whatever. He was going to get his. You know what I'm saying? And you knew that. And there wasn't nothing you could do about it. Barry Sanders, my favorite running back of all time. You know what I'm saying? On the Detroit Lions. He just going to get his, man. You might stop him a couple of times, man, but he going to break that 50, 60-yard run. He going to make you look stupid. He going to turn you around. He going to turn you every which way but loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Is this going to happen? But you get what I'm saying. You're a fan of other players. And Aaron Rodgers was always one of those people for me, even on Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? I like this game. You know what I'm saying? He came in after Brett Favre, another legend, another Hall of Famer. So imagine the pressure that he had on him. You know what I'm saying? He took that with ease, brought another championship to Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? Some people would make the case and say he's better than Brett Favre. To me, I believe he is. You know what I'm saying? Just always secretly been one of my best players. And now he'll be a member of the New York Jets for years. I don't think y'all understand, like, how big this is, man. For years, like, we always had a good defense. We always had a decent running game, receiver. And every position is straight, except for the quarterback position. You know what I'm saying? We just had the worst quarterback play year in and year out, every year. And it's sickening, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's what's the word I'm looking for, man? It's like, it's draining. It's heartbreaking, man. It's depressing. You know you got a great team. You know you could win a championship. But you just the worst at this one position. Every time, no matter who you play. Like, you just got the worst player at this position. And this position that I'm talking about just happens to be the most important position on the field. It's draining having to watch that year after year. And that came to an end yesterday when Aaron Rodgers decided that he wanted to become a Jet. Now, just a sign of the times. This is a sign that things have changed. Normally, the Jets are the laughing stock of the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, no free agents want to come here. Free agents, like, use us to jack up the price, to get money from other teams. And we're just a joke. You know what I'm saying? A joke of the league. And yesterday, you know something's going right. You know the culture is changing. When a Hall of Fame quarterback, such as Aaron Rodgers, comes out and says that he wants to play for the New York Jets. It was his choice. He can go to a lot of teams, a lot of places. I'm not going to say he can go to any team he wants because there are teams that have younger quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? That's putting up numbers. Like, for example, Kansas City is not going to give up Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of teams that would love to have Aaron Rodgers. So for that man to come out and say he wanted to play for us, things are changing, man. Things are changing. This quarterback situation, it's the last remaining piece. It's all that we need. You're talking top five defense. You're talking about Breece Hall, our running back. He was on our way to being the offensive rookie of the year before he got hurt. After he got hurt, our wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, he ran the offensive rookie of the year. Imagine, two offensive rookie of the year candidates at the same time? Who does that? Not only that, now in addition to having the offensive rookie of the year, you got the defensive rookie of the year. My man Sauce Gardner, already one of the premier corners in the league. And now you add Aaron Rodgers to the mix. And now that he has somewhat, you know, committed, you see other people following. Other people want to play where he go. We signed Alan Lazard, his wide receiver in Green Bay. You hear other people that's interested in the Jets because we have Aaron Rodgers in the fold now. We won 7 games last year. 7 games. That's 7 games with having the worst quarterback play in the entire league. When you add an Aaron Rodgers to the mix, that got to be worth at least like 4 more wins. It has to be. It has to be. Last year, you know, everybody considered that he had a down year. And he's 39 years old, 40. He's old. I think you can get 2 more years out of him, though. I think you get 2 more. I definitely think you get 2 more. But last year was considered a down year. This dude had a broken thumb. Green Bay didn't have the most talented roster in the world. I actually think it was one of the worst. For their standards, you know, for the teams that they roll out year in and year out, I think this was last year was one of the least talented that they had around it. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. Broken thumb, less talent. The man still due for 26 touchdowns. The man still due for 3,600 yards. I'll take it. I'll sign up for that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. There are no Jet fans that's my age that can claim that they saw those kind of numbers from the quarterback position in a Jet uniform in their lives. I said it before. I said it last year. I said, you know, you give us a decent quarterback, man. You give us a quarterback that's in the middle of the pack, and you watch the difference. We just added Aaron Rodgers, man. You know what I'm saying? One of the all-time greats. Not a decent quarterback. Not a middle of the pack. One of the all-time greats. I just wanted to use this episode to celebrate. I wanted to use this episode to brag. As in, like, you know, this is groundbreaking, man. This is something, you know, it's the first time in my life. You know what I mean? And I wanted to celebrate here on the Slackers Talk podcast. You know what I'm saying? Now, this just happened yesterday. So, they're still working out details. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We'll learn more about it in the coming days. You know, in the coming times, we'll get more information. We'll see which players follows him to New York. You know, we'll see what other transactions are being made. You know what I'm saying? You got the draft coming up. It's just a good time in New York. Now, before I check out of here, you know what I'm saying? I just want to take a couple of seconds to address the Buffalo Bills fans out there. Last year, you know, I had a team of all rookies. I had the worst quarterback play in the league. Probably one of the worst quarterback situations all time. You know, I don't think we... Together, I don't think we got 2,000 yards out of the quarterback situation between 3 people. I mean, that's how terrible it was. You know what I'm saying? Last year, all rookies and the worst quarterback play. And we were able to beat y'all once. And then the second time when y'all beat us, we was right there in the game to the end. Now, I'm going to save this content, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to save some of this for y'all later on because I know I'm going to have to hear it on social media. I know I'm going to have to get more into it on the Sports Core podcast. And I'm also gonna put this episode over here, you know, over on the Sports Core podcast too, since it's sports related. You know what I'm saying? I want this to get out there, you know what I'm saying? I wanna celebrate with the world, you know what I'm saying? This is something I never had before, baby. I'm going all out. But we beat you once last year, Bills fans. And then the game that y'all won, we were right there at the end. That's with the worst quarterback play. What do you think is going to happen now that we have Aaron Rodgers? I'm just curious. Just curious. Don't think I forgot. You know, I know y'all lost y'all starting linebacker. That's going to hurt. Your safety is a free agent. People over there in Buffalo are starting to want to get paid now. You know what I'm saying? And we just keep adding to the table. So, I asked this question before, and now I'm going to ask it again. Since when did the Buffalo Bills become the best team in New York? Since when? Now? That was my question last year. Now? Y'all don't even have the best quarterback in New York. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I want to thank y'all for celebrating with me now that I finally got a good quarterback. This is going to be a great season, and we'll talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Ears Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.